Google's parent company is also trying to help by bringing back connectivity to Puerto Rico through balloons. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou has been looking into that. Lydia, let's start with these balloons. This is basically an effort to restore cell service on the island. That sounds pretty intriguing. How are they doing it?
Exactly. So this is a project by Google's parent company, Alphabet, called Project Loon. And these balloons look like hot air balloons. And what they do is they deploy them to remote areas and create a sort of aerial network. And what happens is they take in signals from cell towers on the ground, distribute them across this Loon network, and then essentially rain it back down to phones and other LTE-enabled devices.
Okay, so how's this working out with the loons in Puerto Rico?
Well, I spoke with Gabriel Rodriguez, who lives on the island.
So the loons are already flying over us, and people are, like, very excited and sharing it and saying, "Ooh, but they're still not working."
So part of the problem is that the technology, as I mentioned earlier, relies on existing infrastructure on the ground. And the problem right now is that a lot of cell towers on the island are down. I did reach out to Alphabet, and they told me that they don't yet have a timeline for when this will actually start providing self-service to people on the island.
Okay. So Alphabet is not the only company trying to bring back connectivity to Puerto Rico. What are the other big players involved?
Facebook is one of the big players right now. Earlier this week on Monday, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced a new partnership with the Red Cross. And what they will be doing is using artificial intelligence and satellite images to identify affected areas and help with relief efforts and rebuilding efforts down the line.
So there are efforts also that are coming from small organizations, grassroots efforts, right, in Puerto Rico?
Yes, and one of the main ways people have been helping out is they're using this mapping platform. It's called OpenStreetMap, and people call it the Wikipedia of maps. So anyone can tweak the information, add new information as it comes up. And so, for example, a few days ago, Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore hosted a mapathon, and one of the people that attended to help out was Alana Farrell. She's a sophomore at the university, and she's from Puerto Rico, and she was able to use satellite images to help map the area where she grew up.
I was able to kind of outline my mom's building, and then since I grew up around the area, I spent a lot of time at her office, and I knew the surrounding establishments, and I kind of went my way outlining apartments that I knew were there, and someone had mislabeled an eating establishment, so I fixed that.
So this goes through multiple layers of editing. People can add data about what's damaged, who needs help. And these maps have helped organizations like the Red Cross and even FEMA get to people who need help.
And what about Puerto Ricans themselves? Do they feel like these maps are actually useful? Are they helping?
I asked Gabriel Rodriguez that question. He's the Puerto Rican we heard from a little earlier. He said some of those smaller grassroots efforts haven't been getting as much attention, but the larger efforts from these big companies like Facebook and Alphabet, people are talking about them a lot, and they're sort of split on where they stand.
There are the people that say that, of course, it's going to be a great improvement for us, and it's a great opportunity. But then there's a lot of people that are very mad because they say, like, you know, we are selling the island to outside interests.
And some of those conversations have also been going on here on the mainland. People are kind of split about how they feel about these companies taking these initiatives. Some people are saying this is an opportunity for them to get some good PR. And others are questioning why there's not more cooperation between them, because there is some overlap in the work they're doing.
That's the world's Lydia Emanuelidou there.